Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Laheney, Harrison, Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, baby, a blitzing C.J. Gardner-Johnson making an instant impact. The ball is out, and there it is. The Bears come up with a takeaway. 3rd and 7, Wilson gets sacked by Gardner-Johnson. Second of the day, and the second timeout taken by Chicago with 3:01 on the clock.
That is courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we're giving grades. We want your thoughts, too. In our next segment, we'll take your calls, 312-644-6767. We went through offense. That was an entire segment, as it should be. Now it is time to evaluate the defense.
All right, look, I'll start us off. I'm giving the defense a C-. That's where I'm at. And the only reason
they're getting... Because you got a C more?
I definitely... Well... That's the beginning of it. They have been objectively bad as far as giving up yards, giving up points. They are near the bottom in the NFL. The only saving grace that gets them the C- as opposed to a D or maybe even F consideration is
they just keep taking the ball away.
F. They just keep taking the ball away. That's what they do. They have not gotten to the quarterback enough. They have not stopped the run enough. But you know what? As long as they're taking the ball away from the other team, they're going to be an average or just below average at C- team.
I'm writing this down. All right, so defense, Marshall grades a C-. Marshall graded the Bears offense an A-. I gave a B+. Grody gave a B-. So for Bears defense, Mark Grody.
Mark Rohde.
How do you grade these Bears?
How will ye grade these Bears? I shall give the Bears defense a... I'm in the C range. Do I want to go minus? Do I want to go plus? I'm gonna go over here with me. I'm gonna go.
What if you just go flat C?
Okay, I will go flat C. And the reason I'm not gonna go lower is because you can't just breeze past the turnovers. I mean, the amount of turnovers that they were getting was skillful, and they won games because of it.
Absolutely.
So I cannot, like, just do the drive-by like Marshall just did on those turnovers. Now, they have been really porous in just about every other area, for sure.
The last two games were not a good time before the grade.
Not a good time.
Like, if you had done this before the Bengals and the game, you know, Sunday, I feel like it might be different. I mean, then there's that Lions game with the 52-er. I don't know.
Look, when Tyrone Tracy is starting to get off for the Giants after stuffing him, like, I think the Bears defense is sort of like, they're good early. Like, they were good on that very first drive the other day. I think two tackles for loss and a sack, and then you still got the rest of the game to go. So there's a lot. And here's the thing. I meant to bring this up to you guys before we started the show. How much are we taking into account the actual injuries that the Bears have? And I know that's a big bore to do because people care about what they're seeing, and if what they're seeing sucks. But they're missing Jalen Johnson. They are missing Kyler Gordon, have been missing Kyler Gordon. They have not had T.J. Edwards this year. Let's just face it. Like full-on healthy T.J. Edwards
this year.
You know
who they did have?
So C+. No, C. C.
They had Dio Dingbo. It didn't make a difference.
Did I just talk myself into a C+?
I actually think Dio made a difference in the run game based on Sunday against the Giants.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's why he got paid.
And why Marshall just skims right past CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, too. I don't get it.
I will give an O to CeeDee.
Thank you.
Wait, so C+.
CeeDee+. CeeDee+.
C+ for you or C?
I think I talked myself into a C+. It's all a fluid situation.
C+.
It's a fluid situation.
Not me. C-flat.
C-flat.
C-flat nice. For the Bears defense. And the only reason you're passing is because of the combination of what I think are pretty cool blitzes with your secondary.
Okay.
Because you can't rush four and get home, and that annoys me. But I love the unhinged blitzes. Like, I need more of those in my life. I need secondary members to be happy that they're threatening a sack. I don't know what's going on there, but I love that energy. It makes me happy. Anytime you can just, like, mess with somebody by looking at them funny, I'm into it. It means you've rattled their cage. That's the whole job of the defense. So, passing for me because of that. Unfortunately, your sack leader is Montez Sweat with 5.5. And that's good that he matched his total from last year.
And except
his
better.
Total from last year wasn't great. It's not enough. It's not enough. Never You're paying enough. These guys too much money. People got to get home more. So based on that alone, unfortunately, the grade gets knocked down for me. And frankly, because the last two games, they really have struggled to get stops. Like struggled to get stops. I understand a lot of that is due to injury. And I am willing to make good with that. Like that maybe the end of season grade is better. But unfortunately, through these first 9 games, you haven't gotten enough stops when you need them. The takeaway can't be the way you get the stops, even though it has been. Better to be lucky than good sometimes, and that does require skill. So all of that said for me, C-flat. What I would like to see more of course, in the upcoming part of the year, more stops. 3 and out should be a goal. If you need a stop, you get the stop. They did at the right time this past game. And then additionally, More unhinged blitzes, please. Take people's anger and turn it into art. And when you do that, it seems like good things happen. And frankly, I just like the idea of messing with other teams' players. Just by being like, hi, here's 9 men in the box. Oh, no, never mind. We're running backward. Oh, did you just throw an interception? Sorry. I love that. So
none of us are really that far off from each other.
I just want to point out as I go back to the minus on the C as opposed to what you guys put on the back of your C, nothing, and then, of course, the plus. Four of their opponents, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Lions, the Raiders, they've given up the most points that opponent has scored or the second most points. I just want to point that out.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Relative to how everybody else is treating those teams.
Would you like to go D+ now? Is that what you're saying?
It's a fluid situation. Because I'm not overlooking, I'm not brushing by the takeaways. That's why they are 6-3, is because they have been a very opportunistic team.
Grody.
So by the way, when I was growing up, like, D was not passing. That wasn't an option until college, and I was like, well, that's not happening. I'm not getting a D.
Oh, no, D is like the last stop before you fail. You can get by with a D.
Well, no, in my school, if you were making below a 70, that was failing.
Instant reaction. Grody from the text line. Marshall didn't, quote, breeze by the turnovers. He properly took them into consideration, and it affected his grade. So Grody has the Bears defense, another texter, the defense has the same grade as the offense. What the actual F?
Actually, that's a great point.
Why?
That is a great point.
Why is that a great point? Explain
because,
it. I'm like listening.
Statistically, one is better than
one
other.
Is awful by all the metrics. Every single metric you look at, except for takeaways, the defense is awful.
Nuance.
The offense is top 10 in everything.
It's all nuance. It's all like specific occurrences from the games.
Grody's
it's
playing
all,
complimentary football.
It's, no, I'm playing complimentary
I think
football.
I mean, I get why you're grading the way you are, but this person makes a good point.
Very, a salient point.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Special. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Teams, D minus. You're barely passing. And the only reason you're barely passing is the one time I needed Tory Taylor to get a boomer of a punt, he did it. That's it. I don't know what y'all are doing. You got two kickers on the team, which makes no sense. Neither one of them can kick 60 yards. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What is she doing up there?
I will see your Tory Taylor and also say D minus.
Tory Taylor's bailing out my special teams
right now. Tory Taylor's not who's bailing it out for me. D minus. And the reason you got a D minus and not an F is because Josh Blackwell, as Grody calls him, exists.
Thank you.
Yeah, he did block one.
Yes.
So, okay, there it is.
To win a game.
D for diploma, because I don't know what the hell y'all are doing right now.
I hate to do this. I really do.
Oh, what are you doing?
I agree with you guys. Oh. It's a D-minus situation. They did win a game with a field goal. There have been moments. The whole Jake Moody thing was kind of fun and a positive experience for the most part. Just a little Jake Moody just following around Cairo Santos around the locker room. It's fun to watch. So, unfortunately, I do... Do I go C plus?
What?
How do you go from D minus to C plus? D minus. The special teams has been bad this year.
I will bust my ass, and they will too.
I hear you, Richard.
Let's get it clean.
I hear you. I know
passing,
you will, Richard. I know you will.
Because
it's unacceptable.
You know what? I don't even take into account what happened on Sunday, because I don't question anybody on Sunday, not even the kickoff game, because the wind was so absolutely atrocious and miserable. I do think there is nuance when it comes to what you can and can't do at Soldier Field. I understand that, which is where I'm like, D, because the last game you had before that, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed and mad.
Let's talk about that.
Every Wednesday, we call it Wet Ball Wednesday.
Wet Ball Wednesday.
Inappropriate.
It's always going down, man.
Work on your kickoffs.
What do you mean?
Get somebody to kick a ball past 60 damn yards.
Wet Ball Wednesday is Saturday night, baby.
I'm ready to talk about the head coach now.
All right.
Head
okay, D's across the board for us special teams. Defense is a C. The Bears are going to come after us. They're going to be like, what are these grades?
Well, they're honest grades.
And then my request is unhinged blitzes out of the defensive coordinator.
Unhinged blitzes.
Like, not regular blitzes. I need people to be unhinged in the blitz.
I like that we're aligned on special teams. I'm curious to see how aligned we are when it comes to the head coach. I'll go first. A minus for Ben Johnson. First-year head coach putting together a 6-3 team through 9 games with, and this is the best part about it, they haven't even reached their potential yet, but they handled business as they needed to, and clearly everyone in that room believes in him, and that's maybe the most important thing for a first-year head coach. Do they actually believe in you? They seem to believe in him and are playing as such. A-minus for Ben Johnson.
We're giving grades for the Bears at the midterm, a.k.a. 9 games out of 17, so we can't do math on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And by we, I mean me.
Who you got? What do you got for the coach, Layla?
A flat.
Wow.
I think there is a flat because I think there are some things that he wants to do that unfortunately he can't do yet. And that doesn't necessarily mean he's not capable.
Personnel.
But you have to understand your personnel. And frankly, you should have run the ball more on Sunday. You should have. So A flat, like 94.
I'm going to give him a B plus, and I think that's a very good grade. And what I like about what I've liked, I think, like, if I had to narrow down the one thing that I've liked the best specifically that Ben Johnson has done this year is to talk big about improving the running game, which had sucked, and telling us that the personnel they have is okay. And all of us are like, I'm not really sure about that. And then to fix the running game and to show us that, yes, DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manungai are the right guys to be getting Roshan, the bulk of the carries for the Bears. And I've even put Roshan away. You know what I mean? Like, Caleb. I was team Roshan and Caleb as well, But I understand now what he has got with those two guys. So that's the biggest piece of credit that I give him and the template that he set back in training camp. But remember when we were making a huge deal out of, justifiably, the stopping of the plays and the essentially pulling his starters off and the yelling? Remember all of us? Oh, my God, the yelling that was going on. And some of that I was a little skeptical of, okay, just because the coach is yelling. But clearly he was putting down some real things during that. Some boundaries during that. Do things completely the opposite of the way things were done here last year. So I am giving him a B+. And I can't just sit here and say, like, the offense is a C+ and then give him an A at this point. So the offense is getting there, but it's not where I want it to be.
The fact that I can trust the man late in a game to figure out a way to win a ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That part.
I can't trust a lot of men.
Wow. See? Not all men.
I said a lot of.
A lot of, yeah.
I just wanted to reemphasize. Not all men.
I can trust you two. Really, four. Five.
Really?
I can trust our crew,
Even Robbie?
Connor O'Donnell especially. Mm-hmm.
Bad choice.
Wow.
No.
Robbie.
Hey, I only need you guys for certain things, okay?
Can you give us
but
your
Connor
trust
O'Donnell,
rankings?
No.
Can you just give us, like, in order who you trust the most on the show?
Okay, here's some producing here's some producing on the fly for you. So now we've got to
Marshall.
Take another break. Now we've got to address quarterback and gold star / extra credit / Bears player.
Sick.
So we're going to do that in our next segment. Do we just take this through 11:20? Because quarterback might be its own segment here.
You know what? I actually like that idea.
Plus,
it gets more time for the callers.
See, I trust y'all.
See?
I trust us to make a decision as a team.
Ray says thumbs up.
Number two.
I need these rankings.
Yeah, I want to know the Layla rankings.
I know. Well, we've gotten also some really good texts, too, but we can't, like, just read them all loud because then it'll really be like school.
Who do you trust more, Mully or Haw?
Yes.
Lawrence or Matt?
Why?
We're not doing this.
Sure.
I'm not married to any of you. Like, what's happening here?
We want your trust,
Number
Layla.
Three.
No,
apparently
trust
the
us.
Only person I can outright say I trust is Ben Johnson and Connor O'Donnell.
Fine.
I'm actually good with that.
Let's do it this way. Let's continue this conversation. Obviously, we've got quarterback, we've got extra credit, and I do want to hear from people who either disagree with our grades, have their own grades, whatever. I think this is a good feedback topic.
We are getting some conflicting takes on it, and I like it. Like, somebody wants to know if you can give an F+. I don't know. I don't see why you can't.
Sure.
This isn't real. So, all right, more from our grades. We're now going to kick this out a couple segments. Chime in if you want to. 312-644-6767. I think we've got to go honorable mention / bear next, and then we unveil quarterback grades. We'll do that next on Raheem Harrison Grody on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.